So let me ask you something. How many times have you been ghosted? It's okay. It has happened to the best of us before. I'm talking about being ghosted by someone that you were genuinely interested in. You thought everything was going great. The conversation was amazing. You were getting along fine. And then boom, they stopped texting you back or answering any of your phone calls. And you're left sitting there wondering what in the world went wrong. So you pick up your face, you move on, you start dating other people, and then 6 months down the line, that same person who ghosted you pops back up into your inbox acting as if nothing happened. That probably annoys the crap out of you, right? Having someone ghost you, go completely silent, and then pop right back in trying to pick up where you left off. So if that annoys you, then why in the world are you doing the exact same thing to your email list? Getting them all hyped up with what you'll have to offer, then ghosting them for months only to pop in later to talk about your brand new shiny project. They are probably just as annoyed with you as you are with whoever that was that ghosted you in the past. And yes, if you're wondering if I am going there, I am definitely comparing dating to your email list, because giving someone or someone giving you their email these days is just as big as someone giving you their phone number. So if you've ghosted your subscribers on your email list, then today's episode is for you. From livingoverexisting.com, this is The Low Podcast, an audio outlet for women entrepreneurs and founders who want to build a successful business without sacrificing the life she desires. Each week, we interview incredible women from different industries and backgrounds on their journey to success, how they are living on purpose, pushing past fear, and managing their lives around entrepreneurship. Turn the volume up and get ready for honest conversations on what it's really like to be a female entrepreneur. I'm your host and founder of Living Over Existing, Alicia Robertson. Hey, you guys. So all this month, we're chatting about growing your email list. More specifically, the ladies in our membership community, The Low Collective, are actually working to create a 5-day email challenge that they will use to grow their list and also build trust with their audience. But there is an elephant in the room that we need to tackle first. What do you do if you haven't spoken to your list in months? What do you do if you've ghosted them? If you've ever even sent an email to them, how do you kind of reintroduce yourself and say, hey, I know I haven't talked to you in a little while, but I'm kind of ready to be serious. For one, it's okay. We're not placing blame on anybody. It happens to the best of us, and we've all been there. But that doesn't mean that you have to scrap your list and start over completely, nor does it mean that you have to continue to ghost them. So today, I wanted to share just a few quick tips and just a really quick process for how to revive a cold list. And when I say a cold list, I mean an email list that you have not nurtured, that you have not spoken to, that you have not taken the time out to provide value to in several months. That's what I call a cold email list. They're just kind of stale. They're sitting there. Our goal is to constantly have a warm email list, an email list that you've been nurturing, that you've built relationships with, an email list that is full of subscribers who truly do trust you. And when you are ready to launch your shiny new project, it won't come as a surprise when you land in their inbox. So a warm list is our goal and is what we are wanting to constantly achieve. So if you feel like you have a cold list, and if you haven't, you know, emailed your list in months, then you definitely probably have a cold list. Then we want to talk about just a super quick process to help you to just warm that list back up and begin building that trust. So step number one is to not be so hard on yourself. As I am recording this, we are very well still smack dab in the middle of a global pandemic, and it doesn't seem to be letting up anytime soon. So a lot of us have our children home with us when we're not, you know, normally used to that. We have spouses home with us working, which we're normally not used to. We have so much going on that probably feels out of our control that it probably, you know, has forced us to not pop into our inbox or to pop into our audience's inbox in a little while. So if you're thinking, oh my gosh, like I feel so bad, I haven't emailed my list in months, they probably forgotten about me, don't be so hard on yourself. We all have a lot going on top of currently living through one of the roughest times I feel like we, any of us, have ever experienced. So one, don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself some grace. This is why I'm here, and this is why Living Over Existing exists, is to help you to give yourself some grace during the hard times, but also help you to get back on track. So step two is, before you contact your list, I want you to have a plan moving forward. The last thing that you want to do is pop back into, you know, your subscribers' lives and say, hey, I'm back, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to provide you value, and then again, 6 months down the line, they don't hear from you. So before you even reintroduce yourself and hop back into their inbox, I want you to have a plan moving forward. So first, I want you to decide on the direction of your brand. So if it's been months since you have emailed your list, then it may be that you've made some shifts in your business. So I want you to just be really clear on what direction your brand is going in now. If your brand hasn't shifted, if things are the same, then you don't have to worry about that. But if for any reason you are wanting to maybe target a different audience or target a different industry, or if you are focusing on launching a course versus doing like one-on-one coaching now, I want you to just be really clear on where your brand stands now, especially if you are shifting industries or if like your entire brand focus has changed. I want you to just get really clear on where your brand stands now, because that's how you're going to introduce yourself when you do pop back into your audience's inbox. The second thing I want you to do is decide on the type of content that you will send your list moving forward. So one of the things that I hear a lot, especially with other women entrepreneurs when it comes to email marketing, is that they are unsure of what to send to their list. And because they are unsure, they are not being consistent with sending out emails. Either that, or they're just kind of overwhelmed and intimidated with the thought of having to create another piece of content, which again, you know, stops them from emailing their audience at all. And, you know, their email content just kind of gets pushed to the side. So I want you to get, again, clear on exactly the type of content that you want to send out to your audience moving forward. So there are a lot of different types of email content that you can send out that isn't, that always doesn't require you to create brand new content. So one of my favorite newsletters is Girls Night In. It's like a self-care kind of newsletter. They send it out every Friday morning faithfully. And they always have like a brief introduction talking about whatever their theme is for the week or whatever they've experienced that past week. And then the majority of the email is them pulling together their favorite links from the web. So their favorite articles, their favorite products, their favorite people that they're following on Instagram. So it's more of like a collaboration, but it's more of just their favorite things. But it's so awesome because I've learned, you know, about so many different new brands since I've been on their email list. I have read so many good articles, and it's become a brand that I've personally felt attached to. And it's super simple. They're not necessarily creating brand new content. They're just taking time out to find content on the web that really relates to their audience and sharing it with them. So that's Girls Night In. I'll be sure to put a link to them in the show notes. But I really do love that newsletter, and it's a great example of not necessarily having to create brand new content from scratch. I'm sure it takes them a ton of time to come up with the links and making sure everything fits their brand and fits their theme that they're going with, but it's another option to where you don't feel like you have to create everything. And I believe they have like over 100,000 people on their email list. So what they're doing is definitely working. Another kind of idea that you can send out to your audience is just updating them on what content you are creating. So let's say that you are creating podcast episodes, and you have a podcast that goes live every Wednesday. What you can do is then just send an email to your email list the day that your podcast goes live and say, hey, I just wanted to let you know there is a new episode of the Living Over Existing podcast live. This is what I'm talking about or who I'm talking with. Here are some of, you know, the key points that we cover, and then just provide them with a link to go and listen to that episode. So that's another good way to take what you've already created and kind of span that over into your other content platforms. Another thing that you can do to make it really easy on you is to repurpose your old content. So if you've been creating content online for any amount of time, then you probably have a lot of content saved up that you can just simply kind of revamp and reshare. So this would be a great time for you to take maybe some old videos, some old blog posts, maybe even some old Instagram posts, and share those, you know, one by one with your newsletter subscribers. So again, you don't necessarily have to create anything from scratch. You have that old content that you can simply repurpose, that I'm pretty sure is still really good, and send that out to your audience. So it doesn't have to be super difficult. Another thing that I actually just recently learned about that I heard was a really good way to get your audience engaged with your brand through your email list is to simply just share your journey. So if you are just launching your business, taking your audience through the journey with you is a great way for them to feel like they are connected with your brand and connected with your business, and feel making them feel like you're almost a part, they are almost a part of the business with you. So letting them see the behind the scenes, letting them know what you've learned, letting them know what you maybe have failed at or messed up or some of the mistakes that you've made. So taking your audience through like this journey with you is also a great way for you to not only document this process, which I highly, highly recommend. If you are an entrepreneur, sidebar, if you're an entrepreneur who is just starting out, document everything. I promise you it's going to come in handy. So you can not only document the process that you're going through, but you're also creating content that is going to really help you to build a relationship between you and your subscribers. Plus, people are hella nosy, y'all. They're nosy. So like they want to know what is going on behind the scenes. So give them that. All right. So once you know the type of content that you want to send to your list moving forward, I want you to create a content calendar. I want you to decide on what days your newsletters are going to go out to your audience. So whether you want to do them weekly, bi-weekly, once a month, whatever your schedule is, I want you to put that on a calendar. You can use Notion. If you are a digital person or something like Asana, you can use a paper planner, whatever works for you. I want you to sit down and put your topic ideas on a calendar. Again, you want to go back into reviving your list with a solid plan so that you can stay consistent, and you're not going to just be ghosting them, you know, 6 months, you know, down the line. So the same way that you sit down to plan out your blog posts or your videos or your podcast episodes, I want you to put your email on the same calendar so that you can stay consistent. So that first step, or should I say second step, is to have a plan before you actually contact your list. I'm a huge believer that a great customer experience is in the details. Those small details in your branding or packaging that just takes your product up a notch and really wows your customers. That's why here at Living Over Existing, we are huge fans of No Issue. No Issue was founded to provide makers, brands, and businesses of all sizes access to custom, sustainable packaging. Whether you're looking for custom tissue paper like we include in our member welcome kits, custom stickers, or even tape, No Issue's eco-friendly packaging allows you to provide your customers with an unboxing experience that isn't tarnished by excessive amounts of non-recyclable plastic. As a listener of this show, you can get 10% off your no issue order with code NOISUEXLOE2020. Just head over to noissue.co and use code NOISUEX, the letter X, LOE2020 at checkout. All right, so step three is to explain to your audience your new direction. So now this is when you are going to send out an email to them. So I want you to just be real about what's going on. Even if what's going on just means you dropped the ball for the past few months and you haven't made your list a priority. People appreciate transparency and authenticity. We are all human, and you never know, it may make someone else feel good for, you know, maybe not staying as consistent as they should. So this is not where I want you to try to make yourself an authority or try to make yourself seem like everything has just been fine and you're perfect. This is where I want you to really get real with your audience and say, hey, I have been struggling with my mental health the past couple of months, and honestly, this newsletter has fallen to the wayside. Or you can say, look, we are in a global pandemic, and I'm gonna be real with you, I dropped the ball. I haven't made this email a priority, but I'm going to change that now. So whatever it is that you've had going on, or you know, whatever has stopped you from really engaging with your audience, like, don't be afraid to be real with them and tell them what's been happening. Another thing I want you to do is let them know what they can expect from you moving forward. So what type of email content you will be sending out and how often they can expect to hear from you. So going ahead and setting the stage now to be consistent. So if you're going ahead and telling these people, hey, I know I messed up, I'm going to do better. Tell them how you are going to do better. Let them know what they can expect from you moving forward. So at least you do have that accountability that you've already told these people that you're going to show up every week or bi-weekly, and this is the type of content that you're going to be sending out so that they can go ahead and expect to hear from you. So again, going in with a plan. Lastly, I want you to give them something of value. So you know how when your spouse messes up and they kind of make you mad, they bring home flowers or maybe your favorite meal, or you know, they're, you know, extra nice or trying to help you around the house, doing little things like that to try to get back into your good graces. We're going to do your subscribers the exact same way. We are going to try and get back into their good graces. So before you send out that email, I want you to give them something that they will not only find valuable, but that also matches the direction that your brand is currently going in. So this can be, think of something like a lead magnet. This can be a cheat sheet. So if your audience is really wanting to be a better cook at home, you could give them, you know, your best 5 recipes they can cook under 20 minutes. So give them some type of cheat sheet. You can provide them with templates. So let's say you are helping people with email marketing. You can go ahead and provide them with their email templates for their welcome sequence. You can create an ebook, which doesn't have to be long or drawn out. You can do a free live or pre-recorded workshop that they can attend. You can create a 5-day challenge. So if you're looking to help, if you're looking for help on creating a challenge, again, over in the Low Collective this month, we are going through the exact steps for how to create a free email challenge for your audience if you would like to join us. So really just providing them with anything that will help them to experience a small, quick win. What will they find valuable? What will help solve a very small problem that they're probably experiencing right now? And again, you can even use this as your new free lead magnet moving forward, so that you can start getting in new subscribers immediately. So don't feel like you need to like reinvent the wheel, or that you're going to have to create something brand new for your lead magnet. You can literally use the same thing that you just gave to your audience in that email. So I want you to work on that email. Again, let them know where you've been, what's been going on. It doesn't have to be a sob story. If you just dropped the ball, then let them know that's what happened. And then I want you to let them know what to expect from you moving forward. So we talked about you creating a content plan and getting clear on the type of content you're going to be sending them moving forward. So let them know what they can begin to expect from now on. And then lastly, in that email, I just want you to give them something of value. This can be a workshop. It can be a cheat sheet. It can be a template. Whatever the case may be, whatever your audience is going to find super valuable, go ahead and slide that into their inbox and say, "Hey boo, I know I've been missing. I know you've been missing me. You're probably wondering where I've been, but I'm back, I'm here, and I'm trying to make it better." So again, using the dating analogy, but it works here. So another thing I just want you to be mindful of is that you are going to have some unsubscribers, and that is okay. Every time you send out an email, you're probably going to have some unsubscribers, and that is totally fine. Some people may leave, but you will also have people that will decide to stay on your email list. So instead of focusing on losing maybe a large chunk of subscribers at one time, what you need to focus on now is nurturing those who decide to stay on your list and keep them warm. So you want to put your main focus on, okay, these are the people who decided to stay on my email list. They must, you know, really want to be here. They see something of value that I have to offer. How can I continue to serve them? So you want to make sure that you're putting more focus on nurturing those who stay and less focus on those who may have decided to just cut ties altogether. And that's fine. That is fine. Depending on what email service provider you are using, it's probably for the best because you know you are charged by the subscriber. Also, I want you to be constantly promoting your list to get in new subscribers. So now that you have a plan, now that you've, you know, made up with your current subscribers, the key is to consistently be promoting your email list to keep getting in more people. So don't feel like you are just, you know, supposed to focus only on the people that you have. Yes, that is important, but you should also be focusing on getting new people in as well, especially since now you have a plan for how you want to move forward. All right, so let's just recap. So step one is to not be so hard on yourself. We have all ghosted our email lists before. It happens. It's okay. We're going to make it right. Step two is to have a plan for how you're going to move forward before you actually contact your list. Step three is to explain to your audience your new direction. So let them know where you've been and what they can expect from you moving forward. And step four is to provide them with value. Give them something that they will find valuable that will also help them to experience some small quick win or transformation. So now that you have a plan for reviving your list, I want you to go take action, and I'm going to hold you accountable. So head over to Instagram. So we're at Living Over Existing, all spelled out, and let me know how you plan to revive your list and surprise them with a little value. You can take a screenshot of this episode. You can just do like a little post with some text. You can put up a pretty picture of yourself. Whatever you want to do, take that picture, do that screenshot, and let me know over on Instagram at Living Over Existing how you plan to revive your list moving forward. And if you want to dig deeper into list building, join me and 80 plus other incredible women in the Low Collective. So again, our challenge for this month is to create a 5-day email challenge that they can offer to their audience. So that's not only going to help them to nurture their audience and keep their audience warm, but it's also going to help them to bring in new subscribers. And to make sure that we are all working and doing the work, whoever completes the challenge will be put into a drawing to win a gift card to the store of their choice and a one-on-one coaching session with me where we're going to sit down for an hour and map out the rest of 2020. So if you want to get in on this challenge, then head over to joinlow.com. That's joinloe.com to join us. All right, you guys, don't forget to let me know what your plan is moving forward over on Instagram, and I will be chatting with you guys next week. If you love this episode, don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on the Apple Podcast app. You can also share your favorite episodes with me over on Instagram at LivingOverExisting. I love seeing screenshots of your favorite episodes. And if you're looking to connect with us further, every single Sunday in our newsletter, The Weekly 3, we send out one affirmation, one podcast, and one article designed to help you have the best week ever. You can sign up now by heading over to livingoverexisting.com/newsletter.